Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Chun. Today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about a new trend that Stelly mentioned and I've noticed as well when it comes to pricing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
You want to break it down, Stelly?
Yeah, I don't even know what to call this. Let's just call it, you know, let's maybe say customized packages or startup packages, right? So in pricing tiers, there's been this idea for a long time that's been around, which was like kind of a starter plan or super low entry plan, either a very cheap plan, a very limited plan for people that are individual users maybe, or very, very early on. So very small budget, but you want to kind of get them into using your product in the early days. That's been around for a long time, but something that I've seen trending up, especially in SaaS lately, has been these like kind of starter packages where a company will create a specific landing page for this. Sometimes it's not even on their pricing page. Sometimes it's kind of hidden. But they'll have a full-fledged kind of landing page around that. And as a good example, they'll have like the startup package. And it's like this massive discount for a number of seats, maybe 5 seats, you know, 60% discounted. But they'll have a bunch of kind of criteria to qualify for it. You'll have to apply, which is a new thing, right? You'll have to like fill out a form and full-fledged apply to qualify for the starter or the startup package. And some of them will have criteria like you have to be part of an incubator, or you have to raise VC funding. You'll have to have revenue less than $1 million. You have to have less than 20 employees. And then if you hit all these criteria, we'll give you this massive discounted package, but you have to prepay for a whole year. So you have to pay like whatever, $400, and you get like 5 seats for a whole year that would have cost you whatever, $2K or something. And I find this super interesting. Like this is kind of a very customized package that customers or prospects have to, you know, fill out a form and apply for and qualify for.
They have to earn it.
They have to earn it. And it's very manual, it seems like, right? It's not like self-serve or anything like that. And so I'm wondering about that trend. And I thought that it might make sense for us to unpack that.
Yeah, I think that there's companies out there that, you know, okay, first of all, I think for the longest time, startups and servicing other startups wasn't really a market. And it was just like something you did in the early days of your business just because it's the easiest type of customer to get, or that's what it used to be. And so there's a lot of these companies that have grown up, so scaled, and essentially gotten less and less friendly from a pricing standpoint, and maybe even a product standpoint, to these smaller companies. So I think the trend started with companies realizing that and then wanting to sort of get those startups again. And so there's two examples that come to mind when you say this. One is Intercom. They have this kind of package, and they introduced it like within the last year or two. But or in the early days, startups loved Intercom.
Yep.
I don't think startups loved Intercom after like the second year, because Intercom really went up market, and one of the key ways that Intercom makes more and more money over time from a customer is the way they shift around their plans and give you more features, whether you want them or not, and, you know, call you up and say, you know, our prices are going up in the next 2 or 3 months. This is what it's going to be for you in after 2 months or 3 months. And it's the kind of churn where they might not have cared for the longest time because they were making more and more money. It's one of those products where once you start using it and start using it for more than one thing, let's say customer support and website chat, for example, you don't stop really using it. You're kind of hooked on it. So it makes it harder for you to leave. But if you're a younger startup and you can't afford those price hikes, what do? So that's one problem that happens with companies. I think Intercom's a good example. And so then they put out a pricing plan like you just said. Then another one is actually HubSpot. They have a free plan for some of their products, and then they have a whole number of products.